welcome back to the Web Bonus with Art Speak. I'm joined by Jeff Guy of Twin Kittens. And right now we're just trying to really get into the background that you have with art and really how you got started finding out that you wanted to be a director of a gallery.
I kind of stumbled into this because, like I mentioned earlier, my friend Bob asked me to show. And so, as you can probably guess, I'm an artist by trade. A visual artist, primarily a painter, and I've delved into some sculptural works and installation, things like that in the past few years. And as an artist, I guess how I got into this was just a sort of frustration, a holy frustration as an artist, in which, you know, I saw this kind of top floor that I couldn't seem to penetrate as an artist in the museum world, and wanting to show there and exhibit there, but never really knowing how to get in. And you can do the hustle, and you can put your work out there, or you can do curated shows and juried shows and that kind of thing. But really, that's kind of a long road, and it's a very high floor to attain. It's almost like a house with three stories, and the third story looks really awesome, but there's no stairwell to get there, and you want to figure out how to fly up to the third floor. And so that's kind of how I see this kind of institution, this high museum world. And then commercial galleries were also equally frustrating for me as an artist, because a lot of times the artwork that we generate as artists is not necessarily easily commoditized. You know, we can't just throw a price on it and pitch it to clients who are going to buy it and sustain us and support our work. And so it's just between these two worlds, and I felt like artists needed some other model that was in between those two. And I thought, as an artist myself, what would be the absolute ideal showing setting for my work? And, you know, we've talked about the major components of that, but one being I did not want to feel the pressure, the needed pressure of selling my work. But I still wanted to have an audience. I still wanted eyes to fall on my work and people to experience my work. And I have a suspicion that there are so many artists like me who want that and need that, because we don't see it often out in the world. There's several other great nonprofit organizations with the arts that do things similar to Twin Kittens. We're not original by any means, but Atlanta, I can't really think of a whole lot of other operating models like ours. And so that's kind of how I got into this, is that, you know, I was asked, the public really responded well, and so we wanted to continue on this kind of trajectory so that Atlanta could get what it needed, and artists could begin to show to Atlanta.
That's great. What are some past exhibitions or events that you guys have held at Twin Kittens that you really feel have been great for the gallery and really good for Atlanta as well?
They're also unique, and you know, the artists are all doing very individualized things with the way that their work is created, the ideas intrinsic in the work, and you know, so it's unique, because every time you come to Twin Kittens, when you see a show, the next show is like cutting a corner in terms of style, concept, etc. So it's hard to pin down particular one. I would say that there have been exhibitions that have sort of been milestone exhibitions for us. Theron Humphrey, for example, donated 15 of his framed photographs of his beloved coonhound Maddie. And it was exciting for us because the whole thing, he donated it as a fundraiser for Twin Kittens. And we sold every work out in the opening night. And that was really significant for us because it generated a good bit of income for our operating costs, and it kind of helped us take a next step in terms of generating a lot of interest in the public eye, and particularly the public eye not accustomed to going to gallery shows. There were a lot of people, you know, in the business community, outside of the art community per se, that came and really enjoyed their experience that night. And so that was very significant for us. That's one of those milestone exhibitions that stands out to me. Another one would be Kelly Johnson's paintings. He's an artist who now lives in Miami, but lived in St. Louis. And he was the first artist that I traveled outside of Atlanta to get to know and visit his studio. I was just personally stoked about his work. It was these massive, abstract, colorful paintings that just capture you. I mean, you stand in front of these monolithic paintings and you just get absorbed into them. It was one of the first times that painting has, in particular, just captured me and made me submit to it. I just love that. And I was reminded of, again, the power of art, and that brought me back to the whole reason why Twin Kittens exists in the first place, which is that art can change things. It can make you see things differently.
Are there any upcoming exhibitions you'd like to talk about that are coming up?
Yeah, it's really exciting because Twin Kittens on June 13th is going to do its very first guest curated show. It's a group exhibition with some artists like Stephanie Dauda, Captain William Jordan, Bjorn Larson, and there's 13 artists total, but they're selected by Rachel Reese, and it's going to happen on two different fronts. It's going to happen at Twin Kittens, but then it's also being installed at Marsha Wood Gallery in Castleberry Hill. And the whole emphasis of the show is sort of navigating and observing the landscape and what it means to journey through it, and different questions surrounding observation and navigation and space. And so in order to really get the whole breadth of the exhibit, you have to make this journey between the two galleries, whether you go from the north to the south or from the south to the north. Part of this exhibit is actually transitioning from space to space and the time and the places that you journey through in order to experience this art. And so we're really excited about that because this is, like I said, the first show that has been selected by someone outside of Twin Kittens. And that's a very exciting thing for us. It's going to be on view through July 21st.
Overall, what do you really hope that Twin Kittens is offering Atlanta, really as it continues to grow as a gallery?
One of the things that I feel like Twin Kittens is offering to the cultural landscape is a lot of these artists that we select are from cities outside of Atlanta. A lot of them come from all over the country, and they're coming from different art scenes themselves, and all of them have different nuances to them. I think that's a significant component to the art scene here in Atlanta, because I think that often if we only curate and we only sort of share the art from within, then we're going to really miss out on the opportunity to see art and the art world on a more robust scale. And if Twin Kittens can kind of fill that niche in some unique way by bringing artists into contact with our artists here, with critics, with the viewing public here, then I feel like we will have done a good thing for the city of Atlanta. So I want to see that continued, But as far as the future, and as far as something we would love to see happen, we would really like to see some form of an artist residency whereby the artist who is exhibiting at Twin Kittens could come and stay. They would be able to have just really simple, casual events with artists and people here in the city. And I think that we would get just a bigger view of what is happening in the arts. And I feel like that's a very important thing for Atlanta to have, is to have more frequently artists coming and sharing from other cities, you know, our music. But if we could have a person like Kelly Johnson coming in and staying for several weeks at a time in a residency and you know, having dinner engagements and things like that, I think the artists here would really benefit from it. And I think the public would enjoy those kinds of encounters with the artists.
Thank you so much again, Jeff, for joining me today. This has been Art Speak with Burnaway, and we'll see you guys again next week.